Students in a school district in Kansas will have laptops they might not have been able to afford now that the district is distributing 5,000 of them, one to every high school student. Kansas City joins a growing number of districts trying to get laptops to their students. Surveys indicate more of the nation's largest public school districts have some form of a universal laptop program. School officials in Kansas City hope the computers will transform education in that impoverished urban district. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Administrators at the Kansas City, Kansas Public Schools say there are two main reasons for the laptops. One is to make sure their kids have the same access to computers as those in more affluent districts. The second is they hope the computers will foster a more creative environment for teachers and students. 16-year-old Aaron Farish has only had his school-issued MacBook for a week, but he's already customized the desktop, started using several programs, including PowerPoint, and loaded his entire class schedule into an application called Schoolhouse.
This computer is just a really good way to organize everything I have to do. And of course, there's the fun stuff on there like iTunes, iPhoto, and Photo Booth.
80% of the students in the Kansas City, Kansas public schools live in poverty, and many of them, like Farish, don't have computers at home. Before getting his MacBook, Farish used computers at the library.
For our students, it really is a matter of equity.
Assistant Superintendent Cynthia Lane is one of those involved in developing the free laptop program.
It was important to us to level the playing field to make sure that when our kids leave high school, they truly are prepared for college or for careers.
One of the most controversial aspects of this program was whether students would be allowed to take their $1,300 laptops home with them. Some school board members were also concerned that kids would waste time on the internet or go to inappropriate websites, so the laptops only have access to a tightly filtered network. James Estes, a biology teacher at Washington High School, says even in the first week, he's seen a shift in how students engage with the material in his class.
For example, I took him to a website called The World Clock.
It's a website with ticking global tallies on various statistics like births, deaths, disease rates. Estes asked his students to discuss a couple of subjects from the site on one of the school's online chat rooms. He says if he'd stood at the front of the class and done this exercise verbally, he'd expect three, maybe four of the students to dominate the conversation. But with the laptops, just about every student was engaged in the discussion.
And then someone would hop on and say, well, it's based on statistics, and that's not a conversation that would happen in the classroom. Someone would not get up and say, it's based on math, man. You know, no way. That would not happen.
But some educational researchers caution that the case for laptops is being oversold. Larry Cuban, a professor emeritus of education at Stanford University, argues that computers alone won't change schools. And even in districts where they are successful, he says they won't improve test scores for at least 3 years. Cuban says what's needed are huge investments in tech support and staff development so teachers can learn how to use laptops to teach.
Absent those kinds of things, not much is going to happen other than kids doing an awful lot of playing around on the computers.
Across the country, a handful of schools that issued laptops to their students have given up on the programs and are taking them back. But in the Kansas City, Kansas high schools, teachers and administrators admit that they're still in a honeymoon period. The students are excited about their new computers. The trick is going to be to sustain that excitement and keep it focused on learning. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Kansas City.